Yeah, The County, which is an Icelandic movie. Inga, who is running a farm with her husband unexpectedly dies in a kind of vaguely suspicious road accident. And she's struck with grief, but grief soon turns to anger at the cooperative who run everything in the area that she works, this remote farmland. And she comes to believe that actually they are no longer a cooperative that are there to protect the community. They are, in fact, a mafia-like monopoly. And there is some suggestion that somehow there was something going on between her husband and the co-op. So first she takes to the internet. She writes a blog on Facebook in which she accuses them of being like the mafia. Then she takes her protest even further. She sprays milk on the side of the co-op. She tries to get everybody else to form a new organization, a new union. It's written and directed by Grímur Hagnarsson, who made Rams, which I absolutely loved in 2015. The central character in it, who is played by Arnis Hrönn Egilsdóttir, has been compared in some places to the central character from Three
Ebbing,
Billboards
Missouri.
Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Thank you. I was going to say Three Billboards Outside Indiana. But in fact, I think there's more of a tonal similarity between this and Woman at War, which is a film that I really loved, came out a couple of years ago. Another sort of David and Goliath battle against seemingly unstoppable forces. Brilliant performance by Sigurjonsson as the head of the co-op. The fact that he doesn't come on like a sort of mafia don, but he's smiling and ingratiating in this kind of creepy way makes it all the worse. But one of the things that's interesting about the film is that I remember Bong Joon-ho saying it's a film, it's a comedy, it's comedy without clowns, and it's a tragedy without villains. And there is a sort of villainous thing going on, but the villains aren't played like villains, except some of them who are, but not this particular character. It's on that cusp between drama and melodrama. I mean, there is a kind of you can't handle the truth moment in which it does tip over into melodrama. It rides that very thin line between tragedy and comedy, and it looks astonishing, a very, very still camera work, allowing these scenes to play out in an almost theatrical way, but again, very deadpan, very droll. Occasionally, some of the sort of the deadpan humor reminded me of Buster Keaton, and I really liked it very much. It's called The County, and it is available on Curzon.